And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going fantastically. And joining me in studio, as she does every Tuesday, it is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's a nice morning outside.
It is a nice morning. 80 degrees as of right now. And it will warm up, but it'll get very hot later on today. So be sure to drink plenty of water if you are out and about. All right, so I got a few things going on here in town. And one again, we're going to give congratulations to Textron Aviation for celebrating 25 years in independence.
That's right. So this past Saturday, Textron Aviation celebrated 25 years, as you just mentioned, of being out at our municipal airport, making Independence the single-engine aircraft capital of the world. So that is definitely something to celebrate. To kind of showcase this milestone, they had a big day out at the airport, and they had a car show, and they had tours. They had displays and all kinds of activities and inflatables and food. And at 11 o'clock that morning, they had a great air show. And so I just wanted to mention that again. I mean, obviously you can't attend, it's already passed, but we are so fortunate to have Textron Aviation in our community, in our county, providing employment, and they are a great employer. I want to congratulate them, as well as I want to congratulate Skyward Credit Union on 25 years and also for 80 years of being in business. So Skyward Credit Union, a lot of people might not know this, but they are located inside the Textron facility, and they have been there from day one providing financial services to all of the Textron Aviation employees, which is a huge service. You know, people are out there, they're working, and they're able to do all of their banking and financing and everything right on site. So very appreciative of the services that Skyward Credit Union provides. And I believe we will be recognizing both Textron and Skyward at our next First Friday and presenting them with some plaques in recognition of their milestones. So shout out to them.
Absolutely. Cornerstones of the community, most definitely. And they, again, like you said, they do a great job out there. All right. And also, if you're wanting to make your own guitar, well, you're in luck, as the ICC Fab Lab will host a class starting this Wednesday.
I still think there's time to sign up, so I'm going to mention this. It's tomorrow, so you better get on it. From Wednesday, the August the 11th through December the 8th, it's an evening class from 5:30 to 8:30. And basically, you'll come away with your own ready-to-play guitar, and I guess the satisfaction of knowing that you alone produce this quality instrument with your own two hands. So go to fablabicc.org. for information on maybe how to squeak in your enrollment. The Fab Lab offers great educational opportunities, lots of entrepreneurial focused classes, and the guitar fabrication class is one of them, and another one would be the entrepreneurial mindset class, and it too starts this week, August the 12th through September the 30th. It's an evening class as well from 6 to 8, and it is an opportunity to really tap into your entrepreneurial mindset, be surrounded by other entrepreneurs, and it's a great class. I've taken it, and it's very beneficial, and I encourage anyone who might be interested in pursuing their own business, stepping out kind of in faith and taking a chance, to be surrounded by other entrepreneurs in this class. So again, you need to contact Jim Carell at 252-5349 if you have some questions about it. But again, you can go to fablabicc.org and see if you can still get enrolled.
All right. And then, of course, going on at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is the Quilt Affair.
That's right. So I plan to go check this out, because I'm sure that there are beautiful quilts on display. This is at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. They're proudly presenting the 35th Quilt Affair, so they've been doing this for many years. And the public viewing actually has already underway, and it goes through the 28th. The museum is open from 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday, And admission is free for anything in the gallery. If you want to check out the three floors of all of the exhibits in the museum, then there is an admission price for that. But if you just want to go to the quilt affair, then anything that is on display in the gallery is free. So as you mentioned, it's going to get hot. I was listening to the news on the TV this morning, and they were talking about the extreme temperatures. So if you're looking for something fun to do in the afternoon hours to kind of stay out of the heat, then you have until 4 in the afternoon to go check out the quilt affair. They also have workshops going on from 10:30 and 1:30 each day. And August the 14th, there is a Dresden Plate Sunflower Pillow class that you can take for $30. And on August the 21st, they have another class that's called Renew, Reuse, and Recycle for $12. They're only taking 12 students, so you need to get signed up for that. And then they also have Sewing Machine Spa Day. So that's, I think, bringing your sewing machine in and getting it all taken care of, cleaned up, and ready to go. It's $50 per machine, and that is August the 14th and the 21st from 10 to 4. So be sure and check out the Independence Historical Museum's website for lots of detailed information regarding the quilt affair and other activities they have planned.
All right. And Lisa, there for a second, can you just tilt your mic up a little bit? It looks like it's kind of sloped down a little bit.
How's that?
they're much better. Just looked like it kind of drooped down there a little bit. All right. So somebody was asking me about this yesterday. It's recycling time in Independence.
That's right. What were they asking you?
They were asking, where can we take stuff to recycle?
Okay.
I was like, I think Indy has a place where you can go recycle. I think it was at the sanitation yard. I couldn't remember exactly where it was. I think I said the sanitation yard, though.
You told them right.
Yay!
So it's sanitation yard at 21st and Maple. And every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2, and the first Saturday of each month from 8 to noon, you can drop off your large debris, your appliances, your furniture, any bulky items. We were working in my mom's yard this weekend, and we had old lawn chairs and things that we were, you know, needing to get rid of. And I was super excited that our city gives us this gift, because today we're going to be able to pop those in the back of a truck and take those out there and throw them in a dumpster and be done with it. In addition to that, we also have recycling, and recycling is every Tuesday from 11 to 1, and then the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon. And in addition to that, you're going to be getting your Independence newsletter if you are from Independence and you are listening to this. And starting Saturday, October the 2nd, the city will open the brush dump to our residents from 8 to noon. So another gift that they are giving to us. My younger sister was in town, and we were working on my mom's yard, as I mentioned, and she said, how much does it cost to get rid of all of this stuff? Because we had tree limbs and everything, and other things we needed to, bulky items we needed to get rid of. And I said, absolutely nothing. I said, our city allows us to take all those items to the sanitation yard, drop those off in dumpsters along with recycling, and then you know, we can even put our brush and things alongside our street, and you call into the city and you get on a list, and they will come by and pick those items up. But if you have a truck, which we do, you can also drop those off at the brush dump. So I was excited when I saw that in the city's newsletter. So mark that on your calendar. You got a little bit to wait, but starting Saturday, October the 2nd, that brush dump will be open. I think on the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon.
All right, and celebrating their 129th anniversary, the MidCon Band will wrap up their season tonight.
I know. So I have a meeting at 6, and I'm hoping that it wraps up by 7, because this is the last night. So they've had a wonderful season, playing beautiful music out in the park at the band shell. They've had great attendance, lots of fun activities and themes that they selected this year. And I know that it's probably going to be really well attended tonight, because it is their last performance for the season. So this evening at 7 o'clock at Riverside Park, Hilly Bandshell, the theme will be A Night at the Oscars. So if you haven't carved out any time to enjoy the music of Mid-Continent Band, do it tonight and you won't regret it.
All right. So, again, that will be A Night at the Oscars by the MidCon Band. And you can also check out all the fun at Indie Brew Works. Lots of fun going on there.
That's right. So I'll just give them a little plug. Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, they have musical bingo. Thursdays at 4 o'clock, you can bring your board games or play their board games. And this Saturday, the 14th, 10:45, right on the patio to the west of the brewery, they will actually have beer yoga. So go like their Facebook page, register for their newsletter, and stay well informed about all the fun things that they have planned at the brewery.
And sticking in downtown, we still have the Blues and Barbecue every Wednesday at Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
I know. There's actually lots of music in Independence in the downtown area. Not only will you have Blues and Barbecue every Wednesday at Dickie's from 6:30 to 9, but on Thursday evenings they have John Hamlin, who plays acoustic guitar at Brothers Railroad Inn. So if you are a lover of music and good food, then Independence is the place to hang out, especially on Wednesdays and Thursdays. At Dickie's Barbecue this Wednesday, Greg Hockett will be playing. And then next week on the 18th, Larry Kurt and Doug Toon will be playing. So remember, Blues and Barbecue and Acoustic Guitar by John Hamlin at Brothers Railroad Inn on Thursdays.
All right. And then the Independence Farmers and Makers Market is open every Saturday and Thursday through August and September, respectively.
That's right. So this is like Mid-Continent Band. You better get it in now, because Saturday Farmers Market will be wrapping up after August. That concludes the Saturday market. So we just have a few weekends left to take that in. The market is open from 7 to 11 every Saturday through August. And then it will remain open on Thursday afternoons from 3 to 7 through September. So there, I was at the market this weekend. Lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and organic eggs and local honey and some amazing roasted coffee beans. I'm not a coffee drinker, but man, I could stand by that booth and just breathe in the wonderful smells. And there's the Well House Southern Tea is there, and lots of baked goods. And then, as I've talked about before, we changed the name of the Farmers Market this year to Independence Farmers and Makers Market. So check that out on Facebook, and know that they also have lots of handcrafted items, items that are hand-sewn. There are rugs and quilts and bath products and wood crafts and lots of things. So always check out the Facebook page again. It's Independence Farmers and Makers Market.
All right. And then, of course, with school starting back up here pretty soon, USD 445 will host the Back to School at the Park.
Yes. So Independence Goes Back to School is this week at 5:30. And you won't want to miss that. USD 446 does this every year. It's out at the Riverside Park Oval and Bandshell and Picnic area, so you can bring your lawn chairs and stay a while. They'll have informational booths about Imagination Library, the after-school program called Kids Crew, Educational Talent Search. The Independence Public Library will be there. The Montgomery County Health Department will be there, and lots of other agencies that help kids and help families. And they have this process. It's a passport process to ensure that you kind of make your way around everything and that you don't miss something. So you get a passport when you get there, and then you go around to each booth and get it stamped, and then you get it in for some drawings at the end. And then also remember, just skip dinner, because this is crazy affordable the night of this event, which is, again, this Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. They will be having the $1 Bulldog bags, and inside that bag is a hot dog, chips, cookie, and a bottled water. And just fun, you know, like I said, skip dinner and just bring everybody out and grab a sack lunch and maybe have a little picnic or find a picnic table and just enjoy some time together with your family and all the other kids that are gearing up to go back to school at the event again this Thursday, August the 12th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Riverside Park Oval Bandshell Picnic Area. There will be carnival games and face painting, a dunk tank, and entertainment provided by the high school band, which is always amazing, and the cheer team will be out there as well.
All right. So, again, sounds like a fun time out there at the Park Oval for the back-to-school night. And then the bike night is actually coming up this Saturday. The next bike night is coming up this Saturday.
That's right. So, yes, bike nights go through October. So you can check out our website for a full listing of all of the locations for bike night. But the next one will be at Stoney's Grub and Pub in Independence on the 14th. And then I'll go ahead and shout this out. They will be at Lanning's right here in Coffeyville on the 21st. So a couple of really great bars and restaurants to be able to patronize and support. So get your bike out, shine it all up, dust it off, and go out and enjoy bike night.
And it's time for to talk about the Riverside Park Family Aquatic Center, as they're starting to wind down their season as well.
That's right. The last day of their summer season will be Monday the 15th, so that's next week. So you don't want to miss that. Do I have that date right for some reason?
The 15th would be, Monday would be the 16th.
Okay, so it might be Sunday the 15th.
Most likely, yeah.
As soon as I said that, I thought, I don't think that's right. So Sunday the 15th, so make sure that you soak up all the sun while you can, get to the swimming pool. They're open Saturday through Tuesday from 1 to 6, and Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. Admission is only $4 per person. And then remember, Monday and Tuesday, so that would be tonight, if you go swimming from 4 to 6, admission is half price. And if you want to go with the family, you can participate in family night Thursdays and Friday evenings from 5 to 7. And admission is only $5 per family, with a family up to 5. And then after that, it's just one more dollar per person.
And this is, like I said, the last weekend. It's also a weekend I get my kids, and they're asking to go. So
you should go. You can just hang out in the lazy river, and they can do cannonballs off the diving board.
That's what I did last time. They were jumping off the boards, and I just hung around the lazy river the whole time. But I kept an eye on them to make sure they were fine.
Well, and there are great lifeguards. That place is very well staffed.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Yeah, they have eyes everywhere, so they are going to be completely fine out there. Also, let's talk about some bingo night every Monday night.
The VFW in Independence is very active. VFW Post 1186 has bingo night every Monday evening. The doors open up at 5 o'clock, and all the bingo fun starts at 7. Very affordable. Bingo packs start at $7, and they give out prize money every single week. So if you're looking for something fun to do, again, it's cool in there. They've got a great air conditioner. Grab your dauber and maybe grab some friends and go play some bingo. And then also, speaking of the VFW, I just want to remind everyone that if you need claims filing assistance, then Thursday, August the 19th from 9 to 3, which is actually the third Thursday, this is a monthly thing that the V does, you can go to 113 East Myrtle, which is the location for the VFW, and there will be a representative there to help veterans with claims filing assistance. And on top of that, they are also hosting Veterans Roundup at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue later in the month, Thursday, August the 26th through Saturday, August the 28th from 9 to 4. And this is for anyone with questions or needing assistance with benefits, claims, healthcare enrollment services, and any of the other offerings that they have. They will provide a breakfast and a lunch free. So again, if you are a veteran and you need help with this, you know of somebody, there's a family member that needs help, please be sure and share that information. And if you're listening and I talk too fast, you can always give us a call at the chamber office and I'll give you more information.
Also, the Red Cross will be hosting a blood drive on August the 19th.
That's right. And this one is special. The family of Candace Jo Tarkington is requesting that we all donate in memory of her. In 2014, Candace was a youth in our community, and she passed away of leukemia. And so every year they do a special blood drive to honor and remember Candace Jo Tarkington. So give the gift of life. And on Thursday, August the 19th, from 11 to 5:15 at the Civic Center, donate blood.
Also, it's time to save the date for some more live music as Mercy's Well will be in town.
I know. That flowed really well with our conversation around music. So, close to the end of the month, Friday, August the 27th, First United Methodist Church at 200 South Penn Avenue will be hosting Mercy's Well. They will be providing a Christian concert. The doors will open at 6. The concert begins at 7. It's a free will offering, so everyone is welcome. And if you need more information about the concert, you can call Brandon Miller at 317-645-6018. I'm sure you could call the Methodist Church as well. So again, that's going to be an evening with Mercy's Well. The concert will start at 7 at First United Methodist Church.
And there are a lot of fun things to do at the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo. Just kind of go over all of those things.
That's right. So the Aquatic Center is going to be closing, but Ralph Mitchell Zoo and the park are always open. The rides and miniature golf are open Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1 and 6 to 8:30 in the evening, and Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 8:30. So you can check that out. And I believe that the rides are going to be going through, looks like the summer schedule will be going through August the, well, I'm looking at this. I think they're going through the next couple of months, I believe. I think it does change here during summer. I need to get those dates, and we'll talk about that next week. And then Glow Golf is the fourth Friday of the month. That's coming up on Friday the 27th. Did you ever play Glow Golf?
Yes, I did. I did last year once. Yeah, so and it was a lot of fun.
Glow Golf tickets are $5, and Glow Golf starts at 9 o'clock in the evening, just as soon as it gets dark enough to be able to let those golf balls glow in the dark. So be sure and check that out. And, you know, it's, again, the zoo is free. There's the play equipment is free. You can ride the carousel for a nickel and the train for 50 cents and play miniature golf for $2. So lots of fun awaits everyone out at Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
And it's also time for the movie Under the Stars on August 28th, and we have a movie chosen now.
That's right. So Disney Pixar's Onward is what we will be showing. Independence Community College and Enbridge are sponsoring this event. It's always the fourth Saturday in August and September. So that will be August the 28th and I believe September the 25th. And the pre-show activities will start at 7:30 and the movie will start at 8:30. And pre-show activities are going to consist of free train and carousel rides courtesy of Magnolia Sense by Design. That's a store in downtown Independence. And I believe that the Army recruiter is going to be there from Pittsburgh. He's going to have a football and a basketball toss and be giving out, I think, some free water bottles to kiddos. So it's always fun to hang out with the Army Reserve guys. And then I believe we will have some concessions out there. And on top of that, Independence Community College will be bringing some athletes and potentially some cheer team students that will be coming out and offering some things for the kids. So I'll share more of that information when we get everything firmed up. But for right now, you want to make sure that you bring the kids out at 7:30 and be ready for showtime at 8:30. It'll be in the park oval, so you can sit in the grass, you can bring a blanket and lay under the stars and enjoy the movie, or you can bring lawn chairs. Plenty of room to spread out and enjoy a great evening, again, featuring Disney Pixar Onward.
All right. And then you can, the last thing we'll talk about is the 19th Annual High School 24-Hour Plays at ICC, also on the 28th.
That's right. So this has been going on, as you can see, for 19 years, and it's out on the campus of Independence Community College, Saturday, August the 28th, and the one-hour plays start at 7 o'clock. And according to what I've read, these kids, they show up at, like, well, they sign up to participate, and they have, starting at like 6 o'clock, they have workshops in playwriting and acting and technical theater, and then at 7 o'clock, they go into kind of a general meeting, and they meet all the other participants, and then from 9 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning, these students, they write 10-minute plays. And while the rest of us are sleeping, these kids are out on the campus writing plays. Wouldn't that be fun? That's like
that
walk-in,
so
you know, and
fun.
Being surrounded by all these people that love theater and all these creative minds. I cannot imagine.
My creative juices would be going at that point, and that's what's odd about it. So I'd really be writing pretty hard.
I know, and you know that it probably gets kind of funny and silly too as the hours progress. The creativity or the goofiness might come out in everybody. But anyway. Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, the students and the actors arrive for rehearsals, again, while we're all sleeping, and they rehearse and they prepare all day long. And at 7 o'clock that night, they perform these plays, these little short plays. So I've been before, and it's tons of fun, and I encourage everyone to go. So if you're looking for something fun to do, be sure and check out the 19th Annual High School 24-Hour Plays hosted by Independence Community College and the amazing theater department.
Absolutely. That'll be a lot of fun for all the kids, because I remember the flyer you brought last week where while the writers are writing, the actors sleep, and then it flips. Then the actors are rehearsing while the writers get to sleep. So they get to catch up on their sleep before the actual performances go on. So, well, Lisa, lots of great stuff going on in Indy. And if anybody does have any questions, though, about what we've talked about today, or maybe they're a business and they would like to join the Indy Chamber, how can they do that?
Well, if you're interested in joining the Chamber of Commerce, we would love to have you as part of our business community. We are a membership organization, and that's how we are funded. And so we take those membership dollars, and we work to make Independence a great place to live and do business and make sure that we have a really good quality of life so that we can all enjoy all of the amazing amenities, as well as be enticing to other businesses that are looking for a place to open up and do business. So if you're interested in joining the Chamber, give us a call at 331-1890, and I would be more than happy to visit with you and help you showcase your business. And again, you can always check out all of the activities that we've talked about this morning on our Facebook page, which is Get Independence. We have all of the detailed flyers listed on our website at indkschamber.org. And again, our phone number is 331-1890. You can give us a call Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always love seeing you, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate you having me online. I know that a lot of people mention that they hear our conversation, so I know you have strong listenership, and this is definitely a way for us to get really good, accurate, timely information out to the county.
Absolutely. And we love getting that information out for everybody to keep everybody informed of what it is, like you said, is going on around the county. And again, thank you so much for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line. So keep it locked right here on the mighty 690 KGGF.